أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبد رسوله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مسلم هما. My name still remains Bashir Bint Abiola. In today's episode, I'll be talking about things to be done to double our rewards in this month of Ramadan. We know that Ramadan is a month full of rewards and blessings. One has to double each our ibadah in order to earn big rewards. Rewards for everything we do are multiplied in this holy month of Ramadan. This is a month where we can cleanse and purify our souls and hearts and get closer to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are some things we have to increase doing. Maybe we have been doing it before Ramadan, or we have been doing it even during this month of Ramadan, but we have to increase it in order to double our rewards. Number one is sadaqah. In this month of Ramadan, one has to increase the rate at which one gives out sadaqah. Give out in abundance, even if it is just water or a piece of date to a fasting soul. And sadaqah is not only about giving out food, money, and all sorts. Even removing any harmful substance from where people pass is sadaqah. Alikelimoti toyibatu sadaqah. Good speech is sadaqah. Anything you do that brings relief to humanity is sadaqah. Anything you do that make a difference is sadaqah. Be it time, donations, anything you do is sadaqah in Islam. Even you as a giver, you have more benefit than the person that received the sadaqah. And that sense of satisfaction you feel from being able to help people, from being able to make a difference, is more than enough. During this month of Ramadan, if you want to increase your reward, you have to increase the rate at which you give sadaqah, the rate at which you help people. Speak kind or be quiet. Speak good or be quiet. Number two is feeding fasting souls. This is more rewardable. This is more rewardable during this month of Ramadan. Feeding fasting soul. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever provides food for a fasting person to break his fast with, then for him is the same reward as is the fasting person's, without anything being diminished from the reward of the fasting person." Make it a goal to try to feed someone iftar. This can be a great way to strengthen the bond between those who are close, or those who you are close to, and to develop relationship with those who you may be struggling with. You can feed a fasting soul with with foods, fruits, to breakfast, or donate to organization in charge of feeding a fasting soul. There are many of the organizations, and you can donate as low as 100 naira, 200 naira to those organizations, not until you have more than enough. Feed a fasting soul during this month of Ramadan. You can take fruit to mosques for people to eat during iftar. It is rewardable, and it will increase your reward during this month of Ramadan. Number three is recitation of the glorious Quran. The Prophet said, "Whoever reads a letter from the book of Allah, that is Quran, he will have a reward, and that reward will be multiplied by 10. I'm not saying that Alif, Lam, Mim is a letter. Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. So increase your recitation of the Quran to gain these merits and to gain the following merits as well. In other hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha relates that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, the one who recites the Quran beautifully, smoothly, and precisely, it will be in the company of the noble and obedient angels in Kiyama. And as for those who recite with difficulties, stammering and stumbling through its phases, then it will have twice the reward. These hadiths prove that people who are not well versed in the Arabic language or have other difficulties in reciting the Quran get even higher reward for reciting Quran in Arabic and for their efforts. Whosoever recite Quran in this month of Ramadan, its reward will be multiplied by 10. That is one higher, I mean one letter is 10 rewards. Imagine completing a surah, imagine completing the whole Quran during this month of Ramadan. Or complete, or read it, the full one, complete it like 3 times. Imagine the reward, how rewardable it is. How big the reward is, it is for one letter is, you'll be rewarded. Your reward will be multiplied by 10 for just one letter, one harf in the glorious Quran. So increase the rate at which you recite Quran in this glorious Quran. And even in Qiyamo, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give Quran the opportunity to intercede for whosoever, for the people who are reciting it in dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for us. Number 4 is supplicating for oneself and other fellow Muslim. Dua is an essential tool for bringing us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through it, we put our trust in Allah ta'ala. So it will help us through difficulties, give us ease, and provide us with all that we need or all that we seek for. It is only by the will of Allah that we can do anything in this world. And we should constantly ask for him for help. It's a semi, the whole hearing. It listens to each dua we make. So during this month, set aside some time in the day to make dua. And you can even create dua list. Pray for yourself and pray for other Muslims during this month of Ramadan. It is rewardable. It will increase your reward. Do not only pray for yourself, pray for fellow Muslims, pray for others, pray for your family member, pray for your friends, pray for the whole world during this month of Ramadan. You can even create dua list. Create time to sit down and make a lot of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As there is not anything between you, the fasting soul, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month of Ramadan, it will directly grant to whatsoever you request for during this month of Ramadan. So make a lot of supplication for yourself and for fellow Muslim, for others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for us. And number 6, work on your character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, righteousness is in good character, and wrongdoing is that which wavers in your soul and which you dislike people finding out about. Ramadan is a good time to reflect on your character and work on developing yourself. Nobody is perfect, and we are all learning, growing, and changing. Take this period to check on your goals, to check on your aspiration, to check on your character, check on your behavior, as well as your attitude. Most importantly, use it to check on the state of your heart and Islam. Change your character. Do not harm anyone with your character. Do not harm anyone with your speech. Do not abuse during this month of Ramadan. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever abuses you during this month of Ramadan, say to the person, I'm fasting. Because one person just stop you and say, oh, you are this, you are that. You don't have, don't reply, don't say anything. Just be quiet, be mute, and continue with your work. Continue with whatever you are doing. Do not reply. Change your character and improve in your Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for you. And the last one, taqwa. In the glorious Quran, Allah says, indeed, he who fears Allah and is patient Indeed, Allah does not allow to be lost the reward of those who do good. It was written in Quran 12, verse 19. We must strive to attain taqwa throughout our lives in order to repent and worship Allah as He commands us. Indeed, the reward of taqwa is better than all the joys of this world. Allah also says in the glorious Quran, all you will believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it has been prescribed for people before you so that you will attain taqwa. It was in Baqarah, Surah Baqarah 2, verse 183. Indeed, attaining taqwa means attaining the worship of Allah, Ta'ala. It is mentioned in many hadiths of the Quran. Allah says, the reward of the people of taqwa is paradise. It is therefore interpreted from Quran to be quick in receiving the forgiveness from Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good, who restrain from anger. For such, the reward is none other than forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive whosoever try to attain taqwa, and the reward of those who attain taqwa is paradise. So we have to maintain our taqwa in this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it as an heart of ibadah and make every act of ibadah easier for us to perform, be it sadaqa, be it feeding the fasting soul, recitation of the glorious Quran, supplication, and all and every other thing that will increase our reward during this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for us and forgive us whatever sins we have and save us from the trick and temptation of Shaitan, the accursed one, the outcast, as it is our greatest enemy. So we seek protection against Shaitan. May He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring us closer to Him and purify our hearts, our intention, and make us steadfast and grant the kufar the knowledge of Islam. Ameen. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala hadika wa wahadika mustatatu a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu wa habu laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu bi dhanbi faghfirli fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna wa salamun ala al mursalin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Bashir bint Abiola. Thank you so much for taking out of your time to listen to this episode. Ma salam.